Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Chief Shane Tucker, the Chief Deputy of Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Hey, Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good to have you. So, anything happened in the last couple of days that we don't already know about?
Friday, our deputies responded to a disturbance in the north end of the county, up somewhere around Jay. And when they got there, they learned that some of the invited guests in the home had been asked to leave by the resident. When they didn't comply with this quickly enough, he pointed a loaded firearm at them to kind of encourage them to expedite their departure, which they did. So he was ultimately arrested and charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault. But we really don't recommend that tactic in getting invited guests out of your home.
Am I going too far out on a limb here to imagine there might have been alcohol involved here? Do you know?
I don't know that for a fact, but certainly that would not surprise me at all.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, the short version is you cannot draw a weapon on people, even if they are on your property and they don't leave fast enough, unless they are threatening grievous bodily harm or injury to you or somebody else. Is that the short right version there, Chief?
Correct. The whole point of the stand your ground and castle doctrine is that, you know, you have a reasonable expectation that you are in imminent danger. And that was clearly not the case.
You guys were also involved in assisting the Pensacola Police Department after we had the robbery here at the Truist Bank on Creighton, right?
Yes, sir. Wednesday, one of our deputies stopped a stolen vehicle in Pace. The vehicle, my understanding, is matched the description of one that the bank robber suspect was supposed to be driving. After he detained the suspect, he determined he indeed matched the description of that suspect, so we contacted investigators with the Pensacola Police Department, and they were able to confirm he was, in fact, the bank robbery suspect. So he was charged here with grand theft, as well as possession of, I believe he had some methamphetamine on him, so possession of a controlled substance. And the Pensacola Police Department were able to continue their investigation into that bank robbery.
Very good. Well, definitely, I know they appreciate all that help. And then I think you also had kind of a weird traffic stop of some kind, right?
Last week, one of our deputies conducted a traffic stop on the interstate for just a minor traffic violation. As he was speaking with the driver, it became evident that she was transporting a male subject who was in the country illegally. As he spoke with her, he determined they had been really all over the country, up northeast, out to Texas, down, and they were heading to Miami, if I'm correct. So she was arrested and charged with smuggling an illegal individual into the state, and a search of the vehicle revealed that she had about $30,000 cash with her. So that was kind of an unusual traffic stop for us.
Wow. Well, like we've often talked about, it's sometimes the small things. You just never know exactly what you're going to discover. Hey, one thing I wanted to ask you about, Chief, is out of Arizona, they recently signed into effect a law that prohibits anybody from filming, like with their phone, police activities, arrests within 8 feet, which is designed to protect the law enforcement officers from being harassed by the public. Now, we don't have quite that same law here, but there are rules about what you can do with your camera when somebody's involved in a traffic stop or something else is going on. Can you maybe just tell people what those rules are?
Sure. In general, the First Amendment allows people to monitor and gather information on public officials, which includes videotaping them. That is completely acceptable. Where the 8 feet comes into play, and I'm sure that's very similar to the spirit of the law here in Florida, is you cannot interfere with police activity. Now, we generally, as a society, we kind of set an expectation that about 6 feet is personal space. So if citizens have the right to have people stay out of their personal space, certainly a law enforcement officer engaged in what could be potentially dangerous activities have a reasonable expectation that people stay out of their personal space. So while I haven't seen the Arizona law, I suspect that likely what that is designed to do is to set parameters. Because, you know, I've been there on the street where people get up in your face with cameras, and
sure.
It's really impossible to safely do your job when they do that. So that's my take on what the purpose of that Arizona law was.
Yeah, and I know the law also has a warning provision that you cannot be arrested for it unless you've also first been warned, which certainly makes sense as well. We want to solve the problem before we have to put anybody in jail for it, obviously. Well, that's what I figured, and I know sometimes people don't realize either what their rights are or, you know, what the restrictions are against them, and, you know, we're always trying to clarify what the law is to people during these segments. Shane Tucker, he's the Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. As always, Chief, thank you for the time and the good information and for keeping us safe. I appreciate the work.
Thanks, Andrew. We sure appreciate you, man.